Catholic Radio Indy now presents Faith in Action, a program that looks at how everyday people put their faith into action in their everyday lives. Our program is underwritten in part by Franciscan St. Francis Health, providing faith-based integrated health care, a recipient of HealthGrade's 2015 America's 100 Best Hospitals Award, and by Marian University, a great Catholic university dedicated to providing students with excellence in teaching and learning in the Franciscan and liberal arts tradition, preparing transformative leaders for service to the world. And now, here's today's edition of Faith in Action. This is Faith in Action on Catholic Radio. I'm Jim Ganley. Our co-host is MJ Crowder.
Jim Ganley.
Wow, that dinner is creeping right up on us now.
It is.
Well, under a month.
It is under a month, and it's kind of exciting because fall is my favorite time of year. So we have my favorite time of year with my favorite, actually, event of the year, the Catholic Radio Dinner and Silent Auction.
And it's going to be a big auction this year. We're looking forward to a lot of fun. The auction is just a great, it's a good fundraiser, but it's also a fun event. September 12th, 6 p.m., Knights of Columbus Hall, Northside Knights of Columbus Hall. And you can sign up to get tickets on our website, CatholicRadioIndy.org, or you can call us here at the station, 317-870-8400. And we've got a new program that is going to be airing very shortly here on Catholic Radio. The first date is very, very close, and I wish I could tell you exactly when it's going to be, but it's going to be called Catholic Sports Weekly. Catholic Sports Weekly, and it's going to be hosted by Will Hampton, former television sportscaster here in the area, and was with Marian University for a while, and is now going to be hosting Catholic Sports Weekly right here on Catholic Radio. It's going to be a half-hour program, interviews with coaches, with players. So that's going to be Tuesdays and Friday afternoons at 4 o'clock here on Catholic Radio. So be listening for it, Catholic Sports Weekly, right here on Catholic Radio.
You know, I also want to put a little plug out there, listeners. During the month of October this year, since it is the year of Our Lady of Fatima and the anniversary year, here at Faith in Action, we would like to give a gift to Our Lady during the month of October and run stories about Fatima. If you made a pilgrimage to Fatima and you have a special story of conversion, either of heart or mind or spirit, if you have a healing or some special story that you would like to share, give us a call here at the station, 317-870-8400. And we're going to put together a whole compilation of little short vignettes, and we will air those during October. So there'll be stories from our listeners, and we'll either call you on the phone or have you in studio. So I'm just going to tell you right now, and we have hundreds of people in our listening audience who have made pilgrimages to Fatima over the years. But this is a little gift we're going to give back to our listeners and to our Blessed Mother for the month of October. So think about it. And if you know of someone who's made a pilgrimage and it's made a difference in their life, give them a call and then let us know. 317-870-8400.
And you can also just email to MJ@CatholicRadioIndy.org. MJ@CatholicRadioIndy.org, and that'll get the conversation going as well.
Our guest today on Faith in Action, Bruce Seifris. He is an author of A Real Man, A Guide to Becoming Men Our Wives, Children, and God Want Us to Be, and recently was appointed the executive director of the CYO. Welcome, 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 Bruce.
Thank you. Very good to be here.
You know, you have such a genial voice. You know, Jim has to be careful because, you know, if the CYO doesn't work out so well, I mean, he's the step aside, Jim. You've got a great radio voice, a wonderful radio voice.
Thank you.
Okay, so tell us, we had you, gosh, maybe a little over a year ago as our guest talking about the book. What a wonderful book. That just was a great book. But there's several things going on in your life right now, not only the new position, CYO position, but and we'll talk about a little bit later, but Father John Halliwell has kind of started an initiative putting together a video kind of about your life as a football coach. But before we even get into that, tell our listeners a little bit about you. So what side of town you belong, or parish you belong to, what side of town you live on, family, kids, grandkids?
You betcha. We, my wife and I, my wife's name is Jackie, just celebrated our 30th wedding anniversary just last week. And we have four children. All four of them attended Nativity Catholic grade school and then, of course, graduated from Ron Colley High School. And each have gone to different colleges and just very proud to have them go through the Catholic school system. Glad we were able to do that. We have belonged to Nativity for many years now. Father Pat Doyle there does a great job,
yeah,
and
sure.
we love him. So,
no grandkids yet?
Not yet.
Not yet. Okay.
No,
we'll
be very happy when they arrive. We're looking forward to that.
It's an experience I can't liken it to anything that I've ever experienced before. It's a Of course, you always hear people say, if I'd known there was going to be this much fun, right, I would have had them
Absolutely.
First, right? But it's just, it is so true when people say, none of the stress and all of the fun.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
I mean, it's just, it's such a pure, incredible love and delight. It's just so delightful. Just you wait.
We've got grandkids all the way from 25 down to 3.5.
Oh, my goodness.
And it's just so much fun watching them grow up. And they grow up so amazingly.
Oh, they do. They do. This is true. Okay, so the Nativity Parish. What intersection is that? What side of town is that?
That's down in the southeast corner of Marion County.
Okay, all right.
Franklin Township.
Okay, so you wrote this really great book. And the reason I said it's a really great book is because it seemed to have football plays all through the whole book. And I can't spell football. I mean, I am I'm very inadequate. I mean, I do not understand the game because I didn't have kids who played it. Every sport that my kids play, I can tell you all about it. Because I watched them. I was on sidelines. I breathed it. But none of my kids played football, so I can't tell you much about it other than the touchdown and quarterbacks, and they wear lots of gear.
And
that's about it.
It's the ball with a pointed either end.
And it's a ball with a pointed either end. But I tell you, it was so expensive to get the kids outfitted and on the field that I said, you're going to play soccer. That was, that was cleats and a ball. That's about it, right? But the book was full of stories, just story after story after story, and it just seemed so reasonable. I mean, it was just, what a great book. I mean, what a wonderful book. But what kind of, it came out a couple years ago. What kind of response have you had to the book?
It's been good. Actually, I have a website kind of associated with that, arealman.org. Books can be ordered from that. The nature of the website is to provide ideas, concepts, I guess, for men to consider in being real men. And in my mind, a real man is a man that Christ will be proud of. Mm-hmm. And as the subtitle of the book insinuates, becoming the men that our wives, children, and God want us to be. I think that's what a real man is. So
now some people write books as a living, and they do it, for the money that they make in it and get big advances from their publisher and things. That's not the case in your case. Yours is kind of more geared toward the message.
Oh, absolutely. Yeah, absolutely. Really kind of self-published it, really. And it wasn't with the intent to sign with a big-time publishing company. I love the message of the book. And those that have read it, I think male and female, have enjoyed it and felt that the message was good. And I'm proud about that.
Yeah. It's interesting because Father John Halliwell, has taken it upon himself. I don't know when the crowdfunding started, but I know that he was cutting it off August 1st. And I thought, oh dear, there's why? Because I mean, I'm sure you could have doubled or tripled what you were asking. But I know there is a tremendous amount of work to taking care of the page and putting it all together. But he actually, in the promoting of this video that he wants to make, that he's making or helping to make, posted on his website all kinds of videos from way back when. You on the field, you the kids winning, and right after a winning game, or I mean, interviewing you, you've probably seen most of them, have you?
I have.
You have. And one of them, I mean, you seem to go down as this epic football coach who's just this good guy. I mean, just a great big bear of a guy who everybody loves. And as I said, I didn't know anything about you. I did that. Football was not the sport that my kids played. So I didn't. I was not privy during those years to even know who you were. But at one point, you were one of the winningest, if not the most, the winningest coach in Indiana. And I have a question for you. So how did you get these kids? Because this is at a time. This is high school is a time when kids go through, I mean, rough patches in their life, really rough patches, sometimes broken homes, even in Catholic schools, and kids who come from bad situations and poor circumstances. And sometimes parents funnel kids into sports as a way to kind of straighten them out, if you will, right? Get rid of all that excess energy.
You bet.
So being a coach, you seem to take pretty raw material and turn it into incredible successes. And how did you do that? I mean, obviously, Father John Hollowell wants to take that and package it and say, listen, other coaches, you can do the same thing. But so what did you do? What was your formula? What was your secret?
Two or three things, I guess. The old saying that, you know, I don't care how much you know until I know how much you care. And I always wanted our coaches to make sure that our players knew that we cared about them as human beings, as young men. First and foremost, you know, certainly we worked hard every day to try to win football games. Gosh, you put a lot of time in, and it's a year-round endeavor anymore, lifting weights and so forth. But way beyond winning a game on a Friday night, our priorities were really in this order. First and foremost, faith formation. You know, being at a Catholic school, that was very easy for me to proclaim that very publicly and to our players. You know, faith formation is at the top of our priority list, and second would be character development. You know, we want you to be honorable young men. We want you to carry yourselves well in the school. We want you on down the road to become devoted and faithful husbands to your future wives. We want you to be strong, loving fathers to your children. We want you to be productive members of society. So character development was second. Our third priority was grades, academics. You know, you're only going to play football so long. And so what you do academically is going to determine the job you're going to have on down the road. And when you graduate and those playing days are done, what you do academically is really what's going to matter. And then the fourth priority was to be good athletes, to give everything that we have, make the most of the gifts that God has given us. So with those priorities, there's another saying I've always liked that, a good coach improves a player's game. A great coach improves a player's life.
Good. Yeah, that's really good.
Thank you. The jobs that we do, certainly we want to teach kids how to play a game. Much more importantly, we want to help teach them how to live their lives in a way that's pleasing to Christ.
Sure.
And so I think that approach with the kids, they appreciated that, and they worked their tail ends off.
Sure they did. Bruce Seifris, author of A Real Man, A Guide to Becoming the men, our wives, children, and God want us to be. And executive director of CYO, chatting with today on Faith in Action. We need to take a break and we'll be right back.
Radio is one of the biggest tools that God uses to get truth and hope in life.
To get the truths and the promises of God
into the ears and the hearts of people driving around.
Into the hearts of people through these airways.
Catholic Radio, Indy.
Welcome back to Faith in Action. Our guest today, Bruce Seifris. He wrote a book. A Real Man. I love the name of it, A Real Man. And then kind of subtitled, A Guide to Becoming the Men Our Wives, Children, and God Want Us to Be. What a great, great book. And the executive director of CYO this spring was named the executive director of CYO. And I wonder if you could tell us a little bit. I do want to talk about CYO this half mostly, but I did want to talk a little bit about, if our, just put it out there, because it's been all over Facebook. Heck, I see it everywhere. Father Hollowell kind of started this initiative, and I didn't quite understand what it was or what it, but it seemed to me, did he play football for you?
He sure did.
Oh,
yeah.
He did.
Back
okay.
Back in the late 90s. Actually, okay. there's six boys in his family.
Oh,
all six of them played for us, and actually, Father John and his younger brother Tony, Father Tony now, two of the six boys have become priests, and they're just awesome, awesome men.
Well, because from the way he, I didn't know that, listeners, but from the way that he couches everything on his Facebook page, it's obvious that he has a great admiration of you and your philosophy in life. And so I thought, he must have played football with you and learned from you. So what is his idea? What is this video all about? What's the idea here?
He spoke to me several months ago and just said, as you're retiring from the realm of coaching and heading into the CYO to be the executive director, he said, I really would like to create a film, a short documentary, if you will, just on the way you coached and why you coached and your whole staff. And he put it a very unique way. He said, he really would like for it to be interdenominational, to apply to any sport. He said, my goal would be that a volleyball coach in Utah or a soccer coach in Georgia or a football coach or softball coach in New Mexico, that they would see this documentary, this video, and be motivated. The title of the video will be Coaching for Christ. And, he just said that the way we worked with him, coached him in his days there at Roncalli High School helped shape the man that he is today. And he has shared with me, and actually his younger brother, Tony, who is also now Father Tony, both of them at one time or another have shared with me that besides their parents, Joe and Diane Hollowell, they're amazing people, but besides their parents that, my influence on them through athletics, through football, helped shape their faith in who they are and ultimately their decision to become priests as much as anything, other than their parents. So
sure.
Very proud of that. And so Father John's vision, I think, is to create a film or documentary, I guess, of just this style of coaching, the priority of it's a lot more than just trying to win games. It's about shaping lives. It's about transforming young men and young women as well to be the kind of people Christ wants them to be and created them to be.
And listeners, if this sounds like something that you're interested in supporting or learning a little bit more about, by the time this airs, there will be a link to our website, and you can go to our website, scroll around. I can't tell you exactly where it will be, but you can find the information on our website. And I know that if Father Hollowell is involved with this, it's going to be a huge success. He seems to, when he gets involved with something, it just goes to a whole nother level. He's wonderful with that. He's been involved in video formation before, I think with, I can remember the third. Incredible.
They did one that involved the Doors down at St. John's downtown.
That was, O'Rourke did that. But he was also involved in Blackstreet Films, I think it is. Blackstone Films. But about homosexuality, it was incredible. And the church's kind of stance on homosexuality and the misunderstandings, it was really incredible. Very well handled. CYO. Okay, so I think there's a lot of misconception about CYO, too. I mean, that was kind of like, as I said, I'm not a big sports person. I don't know a lot about sports, but my kids played volleyball CYO, kickball, and a little bit of basketball. But I understand that CYO is a lot bigger than two or three sports. So tell us a little bit about the mission of CYO and how, you know, you're being the director, if you see any changes coming down the pike.
Yes, well, I appreciate that. Actually, we just, our staff there at the CYO office, we've just kind of been rewording a little bit the CYO mission. And actually have it sitting here in front of me right now. The CYO mission states this. At the core of every activity that occurs throughout the CYO is the desire to bring all involved closer to Christ. A holistic approach of mind, body, and spirit is incorporated for faith formation through athletic, camp, and enrichment activities. Christ-like conduct by all is the true measure of success within the Catholic youth organization. This is the CYO way.
Love it.
Wow,
I love
very
it.
Very nice.
Wonderful.
Very nice.
Okay, so a lot more than kickball, basketball, and volleyball. What other kind of sports would surprise our listeners? What other kind of things, activities would surprise our listeners that you have it done?
Well, we entail several different sports, football, cross country, girls and boys, basketball, volleyball, track and field, wrestling. There's a multitude of sports for boys and girls. Kickball, both in the spring and in the fall. For boys and girls, both, a multitude of different activities. This, I guess, would probably surprise a lot of people. We also have a chess club.
Chess.
Yeah, we have a science fair and choral competitions. So
what?
Yeah.
My goodness. Okay, so this is a CYO of 2017. Now, that's impressive because there's a lot of choral. I mean, my kids were involved in the performing arts. My girls were. Those are a big deal.
Oh, they sure are.
Choir competitions are a big deal.
They sure are.
Yeah.
It's the CYO for the Archdiocese of Indianapolis is actually one of the largest in the country. Best developed Ed Tender, who had been the executive director for 33 years, just did an awesome job, an unbelievable job of creating a very very strong organization very organized, very just structured. And again, the crew that he's put together, workers, full-time employees, just amazing people. I just feel so honored and so blessed to be a part of that now. But, there are 24,000 young people every year, kids that participate
in Indiana, in mid central Indiana.
Yes, just in the Archdiocese here.
Goodness.
And just as impressively, there are 7,000 adult volunteers who help either coach or moderate activities or just help run events, those kinds of things.
Now, Bruce Cyphers wrote a book, A Real Man, A Guide to Becoming Men, Our Wives, Children, and God Want Us to Be. So he's an author, and he's the executive director of CYO downtown. He's also was a football coach for a long, long time at Roncalli, and has many devoted fans, parents, on and off the field.
For the last few decades, you've been known as coach. Are you having to get used to people not calling you coach?
Well, I've shared with people that, having been the head coach at Roncalli for 27 years, moving on to the CYO, I've just accepted a position with a much larger team.
Wow.
Yeah, 7,000 adult volunteers and 24,000 kids.
My goodness,
that's big. I know that coming into a new position or a different position, just like anything, it's kind of you kind of find your level and you don't want to make too many changes too quickly. But do you see, was there a reason that maybe you were hired over someone else, or do you see yourself incorporating some changes into CYO besides just tweaking the mission statement a little bit?
Change might be a strong word. The word that I like is build upon. Build upon, a great organization that Ed Tender and the entire staff had worked very hard to create. When my final day is done there, I guess if what I want, what would really like for my legacy to be is just a strengthening or a even higher emphasis on faith formation. And so, you know, I think it starts with the mission statement. And if, you know, we want to try to follow through with that, that's going to be front and center on our web page. You know, we're going to try to push hard to emphasize the concept of again, it's more than competition just for competition's sake. It's competing to make the most of the gifts that God has given us, whether it's, again, the chess club or football or volleyball or whatever it might be. You know, we want to emphasize sportsmanship. You know, we're going to take on a couple of initiatives that way to emphasize that. We're trying to bring or create activities, you know, have an alumni gathering for former CYO football players in the spring, have an alumni gathering for former kickball players for the ladies.
Oh, my goodness.
Alumni gathering for campers, you know, as we get on an alumni gathering for basketball. You know, we want to try to get people engaged. Because again, we're looking for 7,000 adult volunteers.
Oh my goodness! Well, you know, it's interesting. Incredible. My kids years ago went to camp Rancho Famosa. What a wonderful experience! And I remember the first year we were going to go, someone said, "You know, it's a little bit pricey, but it sure is worth it." You know, and I looked up the prices, and I thought it wasn't too bad. I mean, it budgeted. I'm glad I found out about it a few months in advance and could kind of set aside a little bit of money because it was so worth it.
Oh yeah.
The kids came home. I mean, not only was mass available to them, which was kind of cool, but for my kids, it was kind of like the very first time that they had been on, it was almost like a little retreat.
You betcha.
And that's the coolest thing. It was just a wonderful little.
Ed, what about a website where people can find out more about CYO, where they could sign up to be a coach or to sign up their kids for something?
You betcha. CYOArchIndy.org. CYOArchIndy.org. And we have a very nice website. Actually, I was just down at Camp Rancho Famosa just this morning.
Oh my goodness!
Came back, so they do amazing things there.
Yeah, they do. They have several rounds of kids. You know, my nephew has been a camp counselor down there for ages. But Bruce Seifrus, author of A Real Man: A Guide to Becoming Men Our Wives, Children, and God Want Us to Be. And listeners, if you haven't read it yet, avail yourself of the opportunity because, as I said, you don't need to be a football nut to have a takeaway or a man. Actually, I mean, I read it and I thought, oh, I want my husband, I want my kids to read this great book. Also, executive director of CYO, God bless you, Bruce, and thanks so much for being our guest. I'm going to give you the last 10 seconds. What would you offer to our listeners?
I'm very honored to be here and have a chance to talk with you again, and especially honored to be the executive director of the CYO. Very excited about where things are going.
Congratulations. God bless you.
God bless you, too. Thank you.
You've been listening to Faith in Action, underwritten in part by Marian University and by Franciscan St. Francis Health. If you'd like to suggest a guest or a topic for a future program, call us at 317-870-8400 or email mj@catholicradioindy.org. And remember, you can hear or download this program or any Faith in Action program 24/7 at catholicradioindy.org. Just click on the programming tab and select podcasts.